This is Jay Sekulow. The nominee for Secretary of Defense by President Obama would be considered by some the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense towards the State of Israel in our nation's history.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
How will you vote on Hagel?
If Hagel is nominated, it is very difficult to imagine a circumstance in which I could support his confirmation.
And this is not about terrorists don't like freedom. Tell that to the Palestinian people who have been chained down for many, many years. Terrorism is not a strategy, it's a tactic.
The job of the Secretary of Defense is to be a serious, credible strength and deterrent. And unfortunately, I think weakness in a Secretary of Defense invites conflict because bullies don't respect weakness.
Terrorism is not a plan, it's not a belief like democracy or monarchy.
Chuck Hagel, if confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the State of Israel in our nation's history.
It's a tactic, and so it's far more complicated than what I think a lot of us are led to believe.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Not only has he said you should directly negotiate with Iran, sanctions won't work, that Israel must negotiate with Hamas, a organization, terrorist group that lobs thousands of rockets into Israel. He also was one of 12 senators who refused to sign a letter to the European Union trying to designate Hezbollah as a terrorist organization.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, let me give you some of the famous sound bites. We'll be playing a lot of them for the now the nominee or apparent to be nominee in the next hour by President Obama of Chuck Hagel to be Secretary of Defense, former Republican senator. He has said statements like, let the Jews pay for it, referring to a project that was going on in an organization he controlled called the World United Service Organization. He said, let the Jews pay for it. He said he's not going to be intimidated by the Jewish lobby. He also said that there should be direct negotiations with Iran. He refused to label Hezbollah or Hamas a terrorist organization. He said he's going to encourage direct talks with Hamas, even though they will recognize Hamas refuses to recognize the State of Israel. I'm going to play for you soundbite number 10, which I think sums the whole matter up, folks. The President of the United States is going to nominate the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense in our U.S. history, and the antagonism is aimed towards Israel. This is the words of Senator Lindsey Graham. Take a listen.
Chuck Hagel, if confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the State of Israel in our nation's history.
Well, there you have it. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're in the second term of a presidency. We're now seeing Jordan and Than what this president really thinks. And this is a troubling, troubling nomination for Secretary of Defense. Unbelievable that he's willing to take this political gamble. But the president's basically done an in-your-face nomination, as Senator Lindsey Graham said.
Well, I think, listen, Senator Graham out of South Carolina is level-headed, not extreme. And for him to come out this strongly against a former colleague, when it comes to these issues, you see how fundamental they are. The most anti-Israel Secretary of Defense in U.S. history, if confirmed, if President Obama makes this decision. You know, we talk a lot about this administration's bizarre relationship in the first term with the State of Israel, kind of playing political games with it, doing as much as possible to make you think, well, it's okay. Chuck Hagel, this signal by President Obama and his team lets you know how he truly feels.
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to choose the person to be head of the U.S. military who doesn't think Hezbollah or Hamas are terrorist organizations and thinks we just don't understand Iran.
I'll tell you something, folks. Our phone lines are open for you. What do you think about this? What does this tell you about the President of the United States policies? He wanted to put sunlight, he said, between light between Israel and the United States. He's putting, let me tell you something, folks, he is cloaking an iron curtain between Israel and the United States by nominating Chuck Hagel. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Now, we're going to take direct action. We want to stop this nomination. By the way, there's going to be bipartisan support to stop the nomination. You need to sign on to this petition right now. Stop the Chuck Hagel nomination for Secretary of Defense. You can do so at ACLJ.org or call us right now. We got to fight back, folks. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's fight back and win this one, folks.
In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations, a strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama is expected to nominate former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense, clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
By the way, don't get fooled by the Chuck Hagel label that he's a former Republican senator. In 2008, he voted for President Obama. Now, folks, I'm going to play. Look, we want to show you the evidence here. So we're going to play the sound from people that know, including Chuck Hagel himself. Now, I believe his anti-Israel views border on anti-Semitic. Here is what he said. Listen to the words. It's tough to hear this. Jewish lobby. He refers to the Jewish those organizations supporting Israel is, quote, the Jewish lobby. Take a listen.
The political reality is that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. I'm a United States senator. I'm not Israeli.
You know, you start calling things the Jewish lobby, and you sound like one of these, you know, conspiracy guys, or was this Neville Chamberlain from the 1930s? Didn't work out so well for Great Britain. This is the nominee for Secretary of Defense of the United States. Of all the people President Obama could have selected, he has to select the one that has a view of Israel that is not only out of the mainstream. Listen to Abe Foxman. This is number 22. He's the president of the Anti-Defamation League. Listen to his summation of Chuck Hagel's views.
He's soft on Iran. He's opposed to sanctions. He's been opposed to sanctions across the board. He's urged dialogue with Hamas, with Hezbollah.
All right, so there you have it. We're going to spend this week, folks, laying out the evidence against this guy. We want this nomination stopped. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. But, folks, I need every one of you, as you did last week when we crossed 200,000 signatures to stop the funding of Egypt. Now we've got the President of the United States in his second term showing exactly what he wants. He wants a Secretary of Defense that is opposed to Israel's right to exist, which is basically, let me tell you something, when you start saying dealing with Hamas, not calling Hamas and Hezbollah a terrorist organization, what are you going to call them, friends? What are you going to call them, partners for peace? They're calling for the annihilation of Israel. This is the president's nomination for Secretary of Defense. You go to your phones right now and you add your name to this petition. We have no choice but to oppose it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We're going to play Lindsey Graham's bite, folks. I want you to listen to what Senator Graham, he's been on this program a lot. Listen to what he has said, number 12 here.
He has long severed his ties with the Republican Party. This is an in-your-face nomination by the president to all of us who are supportive of Israel. I don't know what his management experience is regarding the Pentagon, little if any, so I think it's an incredibly controversial choice. And it looks like the second term of Barack Obama is going to be an in-your-face term.
Well, we want to turn that around and make sure the American people, you have your voice heard here. Do you want your Secretary of Defense to not acknowledge that Iran's Revolutionary Guard is a terrorist organization, or that Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist groups? Or does that fit within the president's narrative? Unfortunately, it fits within the president's narrative, but we still are this country, and we get to respond. You go to ACLJ.org. Your voice has mattered already multiple times in the last 2 weeks. We need to do it again. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Than Bennett's Director of Governmental Affairs. Than, explain to me, you've been in Washington a long time. You've worked on the Hill. What is President Obama doing here?
Listen, I think who you surround yourself with, Jay, gives you a good idea of where your policy priorities are. We have been saying this from day one about the president. He does not stand with Israel. We've used his relationship with the prime minister as evidence of that. Now he wants a secretary of defense that has one of the strongest track records of hostility towards Israel that we have seen. Jay, there aren't many Republicans or Democrats with this kind of track record. I think what he's doing here is he's doubling down on his position of softness with that alliance of Israel, with softness towards Iran, frankly, softness on terrorism. And I want to tell you this, Jay.
Some message to be sending, by the way, while we got Iran acting the way they are.
No doubt about it. And I think that President Obama agrees with Senator Hague on this. But let me tell you who doesn't agree: Republicans, Democrats, and the American people. So the president and Senator Hague might agree, but the American people don't.
Listen to bite number 15.
This is a controversial pick. He is an antagonistic figure when it comes to the state of Israel. It's a signal you're sending to Iran at the worst possible time and to our allies.
Jordan, you've got an announcement to make regarding Iran, which is some good news. But it's good news because the American people spoke out and fought against all of this nonsense. But the president's sending the wrong signal. But we've got some good news to report.
That's right. First, let me just remind you before I say this. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard is the leaders. They are the ones that arrest the Christians. Not just Iranian citizens, but dual citizens, those who are American citizens in jail now, like Pastor Saeed we've talked about. He was arrested. He is imprisoned by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Pastor Nader Khani, who was released again today, folks, after spending an additional 14 days. Remember, he was rearrested on Christmas Day after spending over 1,000 days in jail and released in September, faced apostasy charges, the death sentence. They lowered that to trying to evangelize and time served. Came back on Christmas Day and arrested him. It would have been the first Christmas he spent with his family in 3 years. He's back home today. He was released this afternoon in Iran. So that is good news, but we still have Pastor Saeed, an American citizen in one of those brutal prisons in Iran. He was picked up again, folks, by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Additionally, Mohammed Dadka.
Chuck Hagel says is not a terrorist organization. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard, not a terrorist organization.
Right, and we got Mohammed Dadka, also Nader Khani's lawyer, who is facing some severe medical issues. He's in the same jail as the American pastor. They're in jail because of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that Chuck Hagel was opposed to labeling as a terrorist organization. They are the ones that run the shell companies, the shipping companies, the boats that carry the weapons around the world to our enemies.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, and we're fighting back, folks. 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Judith calling in from Connecticut online, too. Judith, welcome to JSecula Live.
Hi, Judith.
Hi, Mr. Secula. Good afternoon.
Hi.
You know, we are in a serious crisis in this country, and the problem is America will not wake up to realize the president we have. It's sad to say, but it's true. Whoever you choose over you has an ideology, and they do not want to recognize that President Obama has an ideology that is different, far different from many Americans.
Well, let me tell you this. Number one, he is showing through his nominations what his ideology is. And he's not hiding what the ideology is. And this is an anti-Israel ideology. This is the fruition, by nominating Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense, of President Obama's dream. And that dream is that he was going to coalesce the Muslim world, which has not worked out too well, including 4 dead United States diplomats. He thought he would coalesce the Muslim world and it would bring about this new era of reconciliation. What has it done? It has brought the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic radical regime, to head up Egypt so that we've got our allies out and we've got a Muslim regime in. Let me read you, folks. Folks, we're going to have to really speak out on this. And Jordan and Than, I want to ask both of you this. You're in Washington right now. What's the sense? I am outraged by this nomination. I'm completely outraged by it. And I'm asking myself, what is this president thinking? Because you know this is going to be a difficult nomination.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it starts with this. The fact that he used that term Jewish lobby to me, is a disqualification of this kind of level. One, it plays into every stereotype, every racist, anti-Semitic stereotype of his those he wants to have these direct talks with, which, by the way, President Obama has said he completely opposes. Hamas, Hezbollah, the government of Iran. He is one of two senators who voted against the first round of Iranian sanctions back in 2001. One of two out of 100 who voted against that.
Yeah.
And he's going to become the Secretary of Defense. But it gets worse because, again, you tie that to the anti-Israel. So it's not just he's against sanctions, you know, for all places. He's also using these terms like the Jewish lobby, which plays right into the Iranian Ayatollahs. That's exactly the kind of language they use.
I've been studying for the last about 6 months a three-volume set on the history of Jews in Poland and Russia from going way back in history to 1066 to forward. And let me tell you something. The language that Chuck Hagel uses, that's the language that those that were trying to annihilate Israel and the Zionist dream and Jewish independence. And the idea, Than, that this is the nomination, you know, you're dealing with guys on the Hill, teams on the men and women on the Hill all day. This was, I kept emailing you all on the weekend saying, why would President Obama do this? This is the most controversial nomination. It brings up all the fears that we have about his positions on foreign policy relating to Israel and the Middle East and the Arab world. It brings all those fruitions front and center because he really shares this. Why in the world, Than, has he done this?
I think Senator Lindsey Graham had it right. It's really a finger in the eye to Republicans. But you know what? It's not just Republicans, Jay. The president is going to try to say this as a bipartisan pick. But let me tell you, it's going to happen at a time when John Kerry is also nominated Secretary of State. Watch who has the most opposition. It's going to be the Republican. It's going to be Chuck Hagel. It's not going to be John Kerry. If you have a bipartisan pick, it has to do with how the other party actually feels about that nominee, not the party label that nominee used to have.
Yeah, well, let me read something. I never thought I'd be agreeing with this. The New York Times, Mr. Hagel, a Republican, has been skeptical about the efficiency of American sanctions against Iran, has opposed effort to isolate militant groups like Hamas and Hezbollah, and has spoken candidly about the influence of what he wants referred to as, quote, the Jewish lobby on Capitol Hill. Then the reports coming out that in 1980, when he was leading the World United Service Organization, let the Jews pay for it. You know what, Chuck Hagel? You don't get to be Secretary of Defense if the American people speak out. And folks, you go to your phones right now and let's stop this nonsense on going on in Washington once and for all. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to get 250,000 signatures on this petition. We got to move quick, folks. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama is expected to nominate former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization
and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Let me play for you another statement. This is from the new Texas senator, a good friend of ours, Ted Cruz. Listen to this one.
He's not being nominated to be Secretary of State. You want to talk about the most effective diplomacy this nation has seen in modern times? I would suggest it was Ronald Reagan standing up and winning the Cold War without firing a shot. And that was done through strength, not through, if you're an Iranian mullah right now and you're looking at a Chuck Hagel who thinks sanctions are too harsh, you've got to be laughing.
So we got, I think what Chuck Cruz says is absolutely correct. I think that right now the Ayatollahs are saying, President Obama, this goes into all of the, he is appointing someone to be, this is what gets me really upset, folks. The guy has used the word the Jewish lobby, okay? Which, by the way, as Jordan and Than will tell you in a moment, will tell you who makes up, quote, the Jewish lobby. But he said it in that disparaging, condescending, anti-Semitic way. Now, let me tell you something else. Not recognizing that Hezbollah and Hamas are a terrorist organization should disqualify him from serving as our Secretary of Defense. Now, I need everybody that's listening to me right now to go to your phones or go to aclj.org and sign on to this petition. We've got a lot of work to do here this week, folks. This is going to be an uphill battle, but we can stop it. There's bipartisan support to stop this, but I need your help. And I don't want to see this guy as Secretary of Defense. You go to aclj.org. You call right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, Jordan, let's talk about the, quote, Jewish lobby that Chuck Hagel so disparaged.
Well, yeah, a lot of Jewish leaders actually came out, over the weekend. When you go through these comments and you realize what's happened, why is the Jewish, which you would call really the pro-Israel lobby, he was completely wrong by that. And again, using conspiracy theory type anti-Semitic, might as well be translation of Farsi from coming out of the Iranian Ayatollah talking about this, conspiracy going on. When in fact, the number one conspirators in America, the largest group of conspirators, are American evangelical Christians who support Israel. There are a lot more, just by demographics alone, Christians in America who stand with Israel than there are in the Jewish community just by population and the size and our own demographics. So when he's attacking this Jewish lobby, he's attacking you too. And if he says, well, I didn't mean it Jewish, I meant Israel, well, that's definitely attacking you, folks, because you've stood with Israel and you've done so for a number of years now. This data shows you what this administration is all about. They're willing to go to bat for this guy, but they won't go to bat for Susan Rice, their longtime friend, who they gave bad information to, and she may or may not have even known that at the time, but they'll go to bat for Chuck Hagel.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me. Interestingly, Abe Foxman, who again is president of the Anti-Defamation League, he said this, that at the very least, it's of concern to American Jewish community. At the very most, it's troubling. Talking about his language, he says it borders, let's talk about Chuck Hagel's Jewish lobby language, it borders on the conspiratorial. This tells you, folks, what we're dealing with. And I do not want to sit idly back here. So, Than, let's talk about what do we need, our supporters, our members, those listening to this broadcast around the country, what do we need to do? What is our call of action here? I'll give the numbers and whatnot in a moment, but what are we going to do procedurally here to stop this? Because it goes to a process.
Right. People have to engage on this petition right away. This is Republicans and Democrats, Jake, because the first step here are these hearings before the Armed Services Committee. The senator is going to have to come forward. He's going to have to answer these questions about why he made these comments. And by the way, Jay, it's not just comments. It's
That's
right, but it's and he, you can't let him backtrack on those statements because he has put his name to letter after letter after letter that stands behind these positions. He's opposed sanctions on Iran. He has encouraged the president to engage in direct negotiations with Hamas and Hezbollah, known terrorists. So here's what we have to do. We have to mobilize now so that senators know his position. They know that if by voting for him as Secretary of Defense, they will be putting someone in who will not be a friend to Israel, who will not advance the United States' interests in that region.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now and you add your name. Than just laid it out. We need your help on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I need everybody that's listening to me to help stop this. This is, again, unfortunately, this is where President Obama's coming from, but it's still our government, and we still have a voice. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's get another phone call.
Yeah, Steve calling in from Pennsylvania on line 3. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Thanks.
Jay and my brothers and all the staff, thanks for everything you're doing. Real quick, Jay, please, don't interrupt me. Let me get this out. It's on my chest. I just want to say that I'm a serious Christian, and I love the Jewish people. They are our brothers, okay? We read the same word. Salvation is of the Jews. That's what Jesus proclaimed and told us. Jesus is Jewish, by the way. And the Lord God, the one true, only living Lord God of Israel, he said in his word, Abraham, that I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you.
Exactly correct. And this is the situation that we have right now with the nominee. This is not a nominee. Let me give you a quick rundown. He has voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. He voted against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization. He voted against the Iran-Libya Sanctions Act. He opposed the Iran Counterproliferation Act. While a senator, he said a military strike against Iran, a military option, is not viable, feasible, and not responsible. And, of course, he's called it the Jewish lobby. So, folks, react. Okay, this is what the president of the United States has nominated. This is who he's nominated. We get a chance to respond. You need to do so right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes. If you're on SiriusXM, you're getting the full hour of the broadcast. If not, simply go right to ACLJ.org. We're streaming this online. So if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. So hang on the line. We'll get to your calls in the next segment of the broadcast. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, how serious of a threat do we have here?
Well, I think it's extremely serious. I mean, we've talked a lot about Israel, but we deal with these situations involving these Iranian Christians. And today, if you're just joining us, good news, Pastor Nader Khani was released. You know, he was rearrested Christmas Day, so 14 days he had to spend additional to the 1,063 days he already had spent in jail in Iran, but he's been released and he's back with his family. His lawyer is not. Pastor Saeed, an American Christian pastor imprisoned in Iran, the worst prison in Iran, is not out yet. You've seen his wife, his family here in the United States, U.S. citizens. They are there because of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. This is the group that Chuck Hagel opposes labeling a foreign terrorist organization. They are the number one intimidators. They are running the nuclear program. They are running Hezbollah, which is a terrorist organization already, but he opposes that. You know, folks, when you look at all of this combined, when you look at Christian persecution, the worst human rights abusers, what they do with their foreign policy, the threat they are to Israel and the world and peace, this should not be the Secretary of Defense. And what you're seeing is a lot of people who you can tell believe that, but we kind of need to push them over the line a little bit so they actually take the step. Right. Some are going to have to vote against the president in his own party.
All right, listen, I'm playing for you number 17. This is Senator Hagel in his own words, and folks, then I'm going to ask you to take action.
The political reality is that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. I mean, United States Senator. I'm not Israeli.
All right, now listen to Senator Graham, who's basically responding to that kind of language. Number 10.
Chuck Hagel, if confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the state of Israel in our nation's history.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. I need everybody that's listening to me to take action to oppose this nomination right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we don't have a moment to waste. ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. Remember, we're the Jewish lobby. 877-989-2255.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
So Chuck Hagel's nominated for Secretary of Defense in about 20 minutes. He has voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization, voted against the same against Hezbollah, said that a nuclear Iran, I guess he's fine with it because he said military options should be off the table, and he just calls those of us that support Israel the Jewish lobby. That's talking about all of us, by the way, folks. I mean, that's who he's really talking about. We laid that out in the last segment of the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to oppose this nomination. But if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. We've got a lot of people been holding a long time, so let's go to the phones. Let's get these phone calls.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Jesse calling in from California on line one. Jesse, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jesse.
The president got voted in. He doesn't care what we think or what we say. And if he was a Christian, he'd support Iran.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, I think the president is showing. I think, Than, this is the reality of what it is. The president's got his second term. He's not running for re-election. He can't. He's now going to put forward his real agenda, and we're going to see it in vibrantly over the next several years. And this means a lot of work for our ACLJ constituents and members around the country.
No doubt about it. I think this boils down to the president's ideology, which when it comes to foreign policy really is one word. It's appeasement. This has been the president's policy from day one. It puts weakness in front of strength because that's what the president believes. But here's the big thing that people like Jesse need to keep in mind, Jay. If you put someone with a record like Chuck Hagel's in charge of our Defense Department, it really has to solidify in everybody's mind exactly how the president feels about a relationship with Israel. So you can agree or disagree about his foreign policy in general, but by putting Chuck Hagel in charge of the Defense Department, he is moving full-scale ahead away from the state of Israel. That's a very troubling sign. That's something that Republican Democrats should all rally against.
Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm the next segment of the broadcast, I'm going to play for you two sound bites, and that's going to show you where this president is. You're going to want to stay tuned for this, folks. I'm laying the evidence out for you because I think it's very important that we lay that evidence out crystal clear. Now, Jordan, I asked you over the weekend, the political risk for this for the president would be the nominee not going forward, and that's what we're going to fight for. By the way, hundreds of you have contacted us already, which is great. This is a great start to this fight, folks. But this reality is the president's going to use all of his political resources to move this nomination forward. He's not nominating him in 30 minutes to lose. He's nominating him to win.
Yes, what is so troubling is not just Chuck Hagel himself, but that President Obama is willing to spend this much political capital on someone who is not popular with conservatives or liberals, Republicans or Democrats for the most part. He basically left the Republican Party and upset everyone there, but has views that are, of course, opposed to many in the Democrat Party as well. He has disagreed with, he's always this one or two senators saying, no, don't sanction Iran. Don't EU, he will not say to the EU, European Union, to label Hezbollah a terrorist organization. And one of a few that didn't sign on to that. And the list goes on here. He thinks we should have direct communications with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, who he thinks should not be a terrorist organization, voted against that as well. And, of course, has basically criticized all of the American foreign policy to this point when it comes to the Middle East, including President Obama's supposed policy.
Yeah.
But I think what we're really seeing, Dad, is the true President Obama. If he's willing to go to bat and spend this much political capital on someone this unpopular, not close to him politically, folks, it tells you what President Obama really believes about the Middle East and Israel.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. I'm going to play for you. It's a long bite, but I want to play it before the break here. This is Senator Ted Cruz on the Hagel nomination.
With respect to the issue of Israel, he has it repeatedly opposed Israel, criticized Israel, placed all the blame on Israel in dispute after dispute after dispute. And in fact, he's publicly said U.S. policy is dependent on what he calls the Israel lobby, which is a pejorative term that I think does not reflect the realities of the strong U.S. national security interest in maintaining that alliance.
Well, there you have it. How much stronger could it be? Folks, I need you to go to your phones right now. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Everybody else that's listening to me right now, go to ACLJ.org, sign the petition to stop this nomination, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. The battle has just begun. We're fighting back. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama is expected to nominate former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
If you're just joining us, Senator Chuck Hagel, former Republican who voted for President Obama in 2008, has been going to be nominated in a few minutes to be Secretary of Defense. I think it's a disastrous nomination. He's also going to nominate, looks like, John Brennan, who's going to be the head of the CIA. Both of them have a view of terrorism that is not only out of the mainstream, but I think absolutely absurd. First, let's listen to Chuck Hagel. Then I'm going to play after that. I'm going to explain it. Then I'm going to play John Brennan's bite. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, 800-684-3110. First, Senator Hagel.
And this is not about terrorists don't like freedom. Tell that to the Palestinian people who have been chained down for many, many years. Terrorism is not a strategy. It's a tactic. Terrorism is not a plan. It's not a belief like democracy or monarchy. It's a tactic. And so it's far more complicated than what I think a lot of us are led to believe.
Yeah, let me break this one down for you. So for the Palestinian people have been chained down for many years. Who's chaining them down, almost Secretary of Defense nominee? Israel? Or is it their own people? Ask the Palestinian Christians if they'd rather be under Israeli control or under Hamas. That's number one. Number two, terrorism is not a strategy? What planet are you living in? Well, that makes sense, though, because when you hear the director of the president's counterintelligence, he kind of has the same view. Take a listen to John Brennan, who may be our next CIA director.
Our enemy is not terrorism, because terrorism is but a tactic. Our enemy is not terror, because terror is a state of mind.
Terror is a state of mind? You tell that to our ambassador who was just killed, okay? Tell that to the 3,100 people that had lost their lives during 9/11 that terrorism is just a state of mind. These people are, you know, I cannot believe, you could tell I'm a little outraged, I am, that President Obama, I get it, you won your second term, so these are the consequences of elections. I don't think the American people are going to tolerate it, Republican or Democrats here. This is going to be, Jordan, the outrage level here is going to be high.
Yeah, I mean, it's very unusual for a former U.S. senator to have this much opposition, to have people like Senator Graham, who would usually take, at least give them the moment to get to the hearing, to come out this strongly and send a message to the White House, who he's willing to work with on a number of issues, and say, listen, I know him, and I may consider him a friend in the friend way, but on these issues, he's out of the mainstream. He's the one of two who says, we're not going to support designating the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. He stopped more sanctions on Iran in 2008. He was personally responsible for doing that as a U.S. senator. They had already passed the House. They would have gotten through the Senate. He held those up. That was one of his final acts as a U.S. senator. He turned not only on the Republican Party and conservatives, but on many of his constituents who he was extremely unpopular with, asked the people in Nebraska how they felt about Chuck Hagel the last couple of years of his Senate term, and then is, you know, exposed as what he truly thinks. I mean, he's got a long record of service and business, and going around a few years ago, again, not 20 years ago, a few years ago, and talking about this conspiracy Jewish lobby in America. This is dangerous. And I think the fact that President Obama, who has been very careful and calculating when it comes to these defense issues and the State Department, is willing to go through this battle, it's unbelievable how much this just reaffirms every fear, even more so, what you really believe that President Obama agrees with when it comes to this Middle East policy.
And what's it going to take to stop it?
Well, it's going to take Republicans and Democrats to confirm him. I think there's actually a chance that he goes down, and there's really two ways this could happen, Jay. First of all, it would take five Republican senators to break a filibuster on it. So you have to get to that 60-vote threshold to actually vote on final confirmation. But, Jay, even if that happens, it would only take five Democrats to say no to Chuck Hagel for him to not be confirmed. They only hold 55 seats. So actually, if six of them would say no, he would not be confirmed. So it's going to take Republicans and Democrats alike standing against him.
All right, let's do this. We're going to go right back to our phones. Who would be the next call, Jordan?
Yeah, well, a lot of calls have been coming in. Carmen called in from Ohio on line three. Carmen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Jay. God bless you.
Thanks.
And the things you do, I'm with you 100%.
Thank you.
Your organization 100%, Jay, and I spread the words over here in Ohio.
Thank you.
Is a born-again Christian, you know what I mean? You said it right. What planet the skies come from? It is amazing the words that they say against the Israel, and then also what he says about the Palestinian holding them in a chain and everything. It is absolutely ridiculous. There was a lady after Senator Graham spoke. There was a lady, Democrat, I forgot her name over there, and on Fox News, you know, with Hannity.
Right.
She says that she mentioned something about that. This guy is a patriot. You know, what's his name? It says
He still is, and he served in Vietnam. He was patriotic. I mean, not questioning his patriotism. I'm questioning his policy, and I think that's where we draw this distinction. We're not saying he's a bad guy, but his policies, I believe, are dangerous. I think they're dangerous for America. I think they're dangerous for where our country's going. And if you're worried about what it does to our relationship with Israel, which Carmen, it sounds like you do, I'm going to play again. What Lindsey Graham said. This is number 11. Take a listen.
Not only has he said you should directly negotiate with Iran, sanctions won't work, that Israel must negotiate with Hamas, a organization, terrorist group that lobs thousands of rockets into Israel. He also was one of 12 senators who refused to sign a letter to the European Union trying to designate Hezbollah as a terrorist organization.
So this guy is way out of the mainstream here. I mean, this is completely out of the mainstream. Abe Foxman, with the president of the National Director of the Anti-Defamation League, talked about his patriotism. Doesn't question that. Listen to what he had to say.
I think at the outset, we should really say that Senator Hagel is a great American patriot. Mm-hmm. He's a great public servant. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he's the best choice to be Secretary of Defense.
Right. You could defend the country well, and he did, and you could be honorable in that regard, but your policies are bad. And these policies, I think, are dangerous. They're dangerous for the Middle East. They're dangerous for Israel. They're dangerous for the United States. I cannot believe right now. I mean, this is what gets me, folks, that we're about to send 200 tanks, 20 F-16s, to the Muslim Brotherhood. And we're going to appoint as our Secretary of Defense someone that's not going to stand with Israel, defend Israel, and blames Israel. That's what this administration is doing. Folks, speak out against this. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 and have your voice heard. Folks, we'll be taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yeah, Teresa called in from Ohio on line 6. Teresa, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Teresa.
Good afternoon, you guys. I called. I was, you know, laying down sleeping. In my sleep, I heard this. And I woke up because, and I spoke, as I spoke to the phone intaker, I've called there before and I tried to address this. And many times I was cut off. And my question was, well, not my question, my comment. I've been, you know, checking on Reverend Wright, and I only bring his name up not to talk about him, but to talk about his influence on our president. Doing some digging there, you know, I found out that he, not only is he described as his second father, but in this 20-year-old relationship that they had, he married Obama, Michelle. And
okay, so but what? Okay, Teresa, we're letting you talk here. What's the point? Yeah, he was under the influence of Jeremiah Wright. Jeremiah Wright has got an anti-Israel position, borders on anti-Semitism, if not anti-Semitic. But you know what? I can't blame Jeremiah Wright for this. I can blame the President of the United States for making this election. I'm not blaming Jeremiah Wright. He may have been under his influence, but the fact of the matter is, Teresa, the President made this election. We, the American people, get to react to it. And Jordan and Than, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, at the end of the day, this is the President of the United States who is now engaged in the biggest political fight likely of his presidency since passing the health care law.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, that's how close this will be because, Than, this is the first time really you've seen Senate Democrats who are even discussing the option of not going along with what the president wants to do.
Yeah, right out of the gate, Jordan. I mean, Senator Ben Cardin from Maryland expressed concern. I'm sure that Joe Lieberman from Connecticut has concern, probably Chuck Schumer from New York. This is going to be a big fight. But I would say this to the last caller. You don't really have to even go to Jeremiah Wright. You can just look at the president's record. We've laid it out before, whether it comes to Egypt or Iran or Israel, Middle East in general. But listen, this is the president's decision. He's doubling down with Senator Hagel. And if you had any doubts of where he stood on Israel, you shouldn't now. This is the clear move.
Let me play for you folks. By the way, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Again, newly elected Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, a good friend of ours. Here's what he had to say.
The job of the Secretary of Defense is to be a serious, credible strength and deterrent. And unfortunately, I think weakness in a Secretary of Defense invites conflict because bullies don't respect weakness.
All right, folks, we're going to take your calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Everyone else that's listening to me right now, you go to ACLJ.org. We will be sending an email alert on this. As soon as the nomination is official, you'll be getting an email alert from the ACLJ. But you can also call us at 1-877-989 to sign on to that petition, or you go to ACLJ.org. We've got to work hard to stop this nomination. It's going to take all of us. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Speak out now.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations, a strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama is expected to nominate former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense, clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We're taking your calls. 800-684-3110. Chuck Hagel will be the nominee in about 15 minutes, and we are already engaged in asking you to join with us in a fight against his nomination. We're going to go right back to our phones. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Are we seeing the true policies of President Obama? Is that what this is all about? Is the light between Israel and the United States going to be a bridge that will not be crossed because of the Chuck Hagel nomination? 1-800-684-3110, and we're going right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Mary Ellen calling in from Illinois online, too. Mary Ellen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Oh, hi, fellas. Hi. I just want to say, yes, I agree with you that elections have consequences, but I also think before even the Arab Spring, the White House was cozy with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yep.
And I think that President Obama is intimidated by taking Ahmadinejad on.
I actually think he believes in these policies. He's an appeaser. He is an appeasement policy, and he's nominating an appeasement Secretary of Defense. This is a Neville Chamberlain move, except we're now in the year 2013. But that's what the Jordan, that's how I read this. This is a sign of weakness, but this is the sign that this is what he actually believes.
Yeah, absolutely right. This is President Obama. When he makes this nomination, if he goes forward with this, he's got a few minutes left to make to change his mind. If he does this, never again can anyone say, well, he really is pro-Israel, you're just taking some things out of context. He's nominated for Secretary of Defense, not Secretary of Agriculture, not Secretary of Commerce, Defense. A guy who thinks we shouldn't be involved in the world, a guy who thinks that Israel's not really our greatest ally, a guy who thinks we should be having direct negotiations with Hamas and Hezbollah and doesn't think they should be labeled terrorist organizations when they are responsible, especially Hezbollah, for American deaths. Add to that, he doesn't think the Iranian Revolutionary Guard or Iran should be sanctioned.
To me, this is, you know, just not fathomable. But, I mean, I understand the president's selecting people that he agrees with. He wants this fight. And, Than, and you're in Washington a long time. I've said that before. The president has calculated this fight. He's made a calculated move here. He knows this is going to be a fight.
Absolutely. Calculated move. This is about appeasement. This is a strategy, Jay, that he began to roll out in Cairo at the very beginning of his first term. He's just continuing with that now. But I would take this a step further, Jay. I mean, Senator Hagel is not even with the president when it comes to tactical military strategy. You know, the president went ahead and went forward with the surge in Iraq. And I know there's a lot of different views on the surge in Iraq. The Senator Hagel is not even with the president on that one. So I'm convinced that his nomination is purely to get him behind the president's foreign affairs policy, not even his military strategy.
Go ahead, Jordan. Go ahead.
You know, I just think that, folks, we really need you to take a stand on this. It's an issue that the American people need to tell President Obama, and it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat here, because Democrats want to hear from you as well. They're going to want to say to President Obama, listen, my constituents, Republican, Democrat, the conservatives and liberals, they can't stand this nominee. They don't want me to do this. They don't want me to support your nominee, Mr. President. Can you have him withdraw? You know, that happens quite often when the people speak up.
Well, we encourage you to do that at 1-877-989-2255. Over 1,000 of you have, well over, actually a couple thousand in just today, and there'll be many more as soon as this email goes out. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Back to the phones we go. Homer calling in from Oklahoma on line 5. Homer, welcome to Jay Sekulow.
Hi, Homer. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay.
Yep.
I was wondering if you could answer a question about legalism for me about aiding and abetting the enemy in a time of war. Do we or do we not have a war against terrorism?
Well, the president says we don't. Remember, President Bush called it a war on terrorism. President Obama said we're not in a war on terrorism. He does not like using the terrorist word. He certainly doesn't like using war on terrorists or terrorism. And by the nomination of Chuck Hagel, I think the president is even putting further movement between him and a war on terrorism. I think he's moving it further and further away from that. So I think that's just not where the president is. Folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to try to get the rest of these calls in. Let's go. Who's next, Jordan?
Kevin in Pennsylvania on line 1. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I believe the American public has been duped. I don't think they really believe that this is what Barack Obama is. I take it and look like the Wizard of Oz. Please ignore the man behind the curtain. They cannot fathom this type of far, far, far left.
But this is who, you know what, I, Kevin, I appreciate you calling in. I think that the people that are voting for President Obama, even on this one, are probably taking a pause. I'm trying to figure this one out. Now, not all of them. I'm sure there was plenty of his left, far, far hard left support that would go with this. But I think most mainline Democrats aren't going to go for this. Let me play for you a statement. It's long, but I want you to hear it. Senator Lindsey Graham, folks, listen to everything Senator Graham says. We hope to have him on the program in the next couple of days.
I'll have a hard time voting for anybody to be Secretary of Defense who believes that the surge was a foreign policy blunder. I'll have a hard time supporting anybody for Secretary of Defense who believes that the Iranians are misunderstood. We should just negotiate with them, not sanction them. And to ask Israel to negotiate with Hamas, who's trying to kill Israeli children, and not to recognize that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, and to be so wrong on Afghanistan, is probably going to be a bridge too far for me and a lot of others.
And, you know, Senator Graham is viewed as a centrist. And I think what you're going to see here, folks, is opposition. Jordan, what's going to be interesting at then? Will the opposition from the Democrats really come to fruition here? Because I know that you know that there is a lot of opposition behind the scenes from a Chuck Schumer. And I could think of others as well that know this is not a good move for Israel.
Yeah, I think that really is going to depend on the American people, Jay, because I have been there when these votes come to the floor of the House or they come to the floor of a committee, and I can tell you the president is literally going to be on the phone with these Democrat senators, putting the pressure on, asking for a vote for his nominee, saying that a vote for his nominee is a vote for him, and if that senator stands with the president, he will vote for the nominee. So if that senator, Jay, is going to have the fortitude to stand against that nominee, he's going to have to hear from his constituents. He's going to have to hear from the American people, because he's going to have some ammunition to go back to the president and say, listen, the people that put me in office have demanded that I oppose this nominee.
All right. So, Jordan, what's going to happen here? We've got basically a few minutes until the announcement, and by those that are hearing the program taped late, the announcement will be made. Let me ask you this. What do you expect happening next?
One, I think everyone should have basically a complete lack of faith in President Obama when it comes to the Middle East. And no wonder the situation in Egypt that we're sending the jets over, the Muslim Brotherhood, the situation in Libya, Syria. I don't know if people saw the Assad speech over the weekend, basically declaring more war. And it's no surprise now that Iran, I agree with, Senator Ted Cruz, a good friend of ours, who basically said they're laughing. And let me tell you, based on this, if you can get a Secretary of Defense of the United States, the most powerful military in the world, who thinks that Iranian Revolutionary Guard shouldn't be a terrorist organization, that Iran shouldn't have sanctions, and that we just need to talk to them because we just don't understand them. Oh, that's exactly what they've been waiting for.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you something, folks. We've got a fight that's coming. We're going to have more on this, obviously, tomorrow when the nomination is official. We'll give you information on that. We'll break down the president's statements as well. But we're going to fight back. And, folks, you are already responding, and I appreciate that. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition to stop this nomination. That's ACLJ.org. Of course, you can call at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We got to really fight back here, folks, to win this. But with your help, we'll be able to do it. So you go to the website at ACLJ.org. Stay engaged also. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Jordan's got Twitter.com/JordanSekulow or ACLJ.org, or call right now 877 989-2255.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.